Mahasvarupa Ramanandaji, in a previous video, you were talking about the contents of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. Can you explain the content according to the four chapters of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika?
Okay. So again, the Hatha Yoga Pradipika is organized in a very logical way, in which one can really go from start to the final stages of samadhi and enlightenment. And in this, the first chapter is really dedicated to the practice of the physical postures called asanas. There is, at the beginning, of course, an introduction which where there is a lot of emphasis placed on the purpose of Hatha Yoga. Why does Hatha Yoga exist? And it's been made very clear by the author, Swatmarama, that the object of Hatha Yoga is to prepare one for deep meditation. So it is said again and again that if one is not able to meditate very deeply or enter samadhi, Hatha Yoga provides the best preparation to lead one to that state. And so after that introduction and various other details, such as what are the practical conditions for optimum practice of Hatha Yoga, then including being in solitude and have a good place and a good environment for the practice, then Swatmarama gives out a number of yoga postures from the tradition, and he puts special emphasis now on the sitting postures, explaining that postures such as the lotus pose, of course, are very important, and some others. But he gives, above all others, he mentioned that the sitting posture that is a more favorable to this type of Kundalini yoga we call Hatha Yoga is Siddhasana. And Siddhasana is that cross-legged posture in which you sit on the heel, and it provides a direct stimulation of the Muladhara chakra and the Kundalini Shakti. So it really favors the awakening of the Kundalini, that posture. At the end of the first chapter, then an introduction to the purification, the deeper purification of the practice is given. Also, it is explained that the main purpose of the asanas within that system is steadiness, to obtain steadiness and firmness of the body, of the energy, and by extension of the mind. I did not mention also, but before the asanas also, Swatmarama gives us a list of the different yamas and niyamas, or the ethical and moral precepts, which provide a guidance to the yogi, so that the Hatha yogi knows how his personality should evolve as the practice advances. This is, so we are now at the end of the first chapter.
So thank you very much. So this was the first chapter of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. We'll do the second chapter of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika in the next video.